Hello and welcome everybody. I'm so glad you're here. This is our Healing Coach Q&A Thursday evening call. It is now 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and today is October 3rd, 2019. Before we get started, we want to give our disclaimer. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. Since we're going to be talking about the issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand that this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in this presentation is the opinion of Annika Constantine. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns that you may have. The main purpose of this call is to answer questions about doing the Healing Coach process. Uncertainty about doing it right will slow down your progress. Your questions often serve the needs of others on this call or people who will listen to the recording at a later time. So today we're asking those of you who are uncertain about part of the Healing Coach process to ask questions. Another purpose is to validate people who want to tell us of their successes using the coach, because these stories encourage you as you do this work. So when you hear other people describe their own efforts, challenges, and successes, you can more easily form pictures of your own healing journey. Everything on this call is being recorded, and if you would like to access the recording after our call, it will be available to registered members as a download from our website, which is www.thehealingcodes.com/forward-dashboard. My name is Annika Constantine. Again, welcome. Thank you for being here. I'm very happy to be here with you today. Now, before we move on to our question and answer part of our call, we like to open our call by doing a universal healing code together. Now, many of you may be familiar with the universal healing code from the book The Healing Code by Dr. Alex Lloyd and Dr. Ben Johnson. And this is the code that we're going to be using today, which is the basic universal healing code that you can use for any issue whatsoever that you would like to address. Now, maybe you have something that is bothering you right now in this instance, so I would encourage you to address that today. You could tune into yourself and see how that makes you feel. How is it upsetting you? What negative emotions, thoughts, feelings come up when you think of that issue? Or, of course, it can be something that you have been working on by yourself with a healing coach or even with a coach. If that's the case, feel free to bring whatever issue you would like to address today. A really good way about this is actually to address something that is bothering you right now in this moment, because that can actually get to the root of your main issue that you have identified as your main issue and heal stressors in that way as well. So whatever that may be, I'll give you a few moments to identify what that may be for you, and I will guide you right now through a few steps that you can do. Now just think of your issue. I would encourage you not to do a lot of digging. Choose whatever comes to mind right now, whatever that may be. Just follow your gut as far as an issue is concerned. And then ask yourself, how does that make me feel? What type of emotions am I experiencing in regards to that issue? Or you don't even have to identify an issue. Maybe there's just a negative feeling, a negative emotion that you're experiencing right now. And what is that? It helps to name it, because when we name it, we can address it more easily in the prayer and also look for earlier memories that may be related to that issue. If you have a hard time naming what you're feeling, that's okay too. I always encourage people to just say whatever, to just address that thing that you're feeling. You don't even have to say it. Obviously, your heart knows what it is. God knows what it is. So it's not always necessary, but it may be helpful to you to identify that. Now, I would like to ask you on a scale from 0 to 10, how strong does that bother you? How strongly do you feel that? Again, it doesn't have to be precise. It's just for you to be able to monitor your progress, even with this one round of the healing code right now. And now ask yourself, when you think of an earlier time, or when you try to find an earlier memory of a time when you felt the same emotions or the same, a similar set of emotions regarding what you're feeling right now, is there anything that comes to mind? For example, if you're feeling angry right now regarding something, you can ask yourself, what's the earliest time I remember in my life feeling anger? And if you can find a memory when you were little, even, that's even better, because that will be closer to the original memory that is connected to that. Now, if you can't find anything from your early childhood, that's perfectly fine as well. Just pick whatever comes up. Could be in your teens, your early adulthood, whatever comes up right now. Or it can just also be an image, an internal image that you connect to that. Now, if you'd like, you can also rate that memory if you have identified one on a scale from 0 to 10. Just ask yourself, how strong is that when I think of that memory? And if you have identified, if you have found a memory, I would encourage you also to include this memory in particular in your prayer. All right. Now, I'm going to be reading the prayer from the book. Before I read the prayer, I would like to give you a moment to say your own prayer from the heart. So that may be the prayer that you know from the book, or it can be your own prayer, just whatever is on your heart, on your mind. Dear God, I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your problem or your issues, would be found, open, and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Amen. Now relax best you can. I always imagine that whatever we're addressing in the prayer, you give that up, you let that go, and your only job, quote unquote, is just to relax as best you can right now and get into receiving mode, into receiving that love for you right now. Let's get started with both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. You can either just relax, or you can even focus on a love picture, on a positive transformative belief, on a truth focused statement. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Don't try to change it, just allow it to be changed. Imagine yourself being flooded with light, with love, for those memories to be filled with that love as well. And we move on to both hands, temples. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Just relax. Focus. focus on your heart, focus on love. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Just allow it to be transformed. Both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. And take nice deep breaths from the stomach. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Deep breath in and deep breath out. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. And both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. And continue relaxing, focusing on love if you like, or just focus on your breath, or even a neutral inner state, whatever helps you be as calm and relaxed as possible. In our final position, both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. All right, And if you'd like, you can place both hands over your heart to process this healing code that we just did. Take another nice deep breath. If you'd like to evaluate how you feel, maybe you just feel a lot lighter. You don't even have to do a lot of evaluation. But if you'd like, look again at that scale from 0 to 10 and just ask yourself how you feel right now regarding that issue that you addressed. All right. Thank you so much for joining me today in this Universal Healing Code. I think I may have switched another position there somewhere. When it was supposed to be both hands bridge, I think I heard myself say both hands jaws. If that was the case, I'm sorry, but it was just the universal healing code. All right, so if you have any questions today, you are very welcome to ask them, and you have two ways of doing that. For those of you who are calling in either from a cell phone, landline, whatever that may be, you have the opportunity to raise your hand here in our system by pressing star 2 on your keypad, star 2. And if you're calling in from the web call, you can either also press star 2 on the keypad that you see there in your window, or you just press the button that says raise hand. It will have the same effect. Now, for those of you who are with us via the webcast, you have the opportunity to submit your question in written form. You are going to see a chat box, and in that chat box you can leave your name and email if you'd like, and type away your question, press submit, and it will appear here on my computer screen. I will then read the question for everybody to hear, if that's what you prefer. All right, so the podium's all yours, and I'm here to serve you if you have any questions today. All right, I do see a caller calling in from a phone number ending in 5446. 5446, I'm going to open your line. Hi, who am I speaking with?
It's Patricia. Hi, Annika.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Thank you so much for that code. I'm really grateful. I have a chronic issue that I've been working on and off for years, and I think it has... I mean, every once in a while I think it's better and then it comes back, but I think overall it's lessening mm-hmm. over the years, and you know, I approach it from different feelings, different angles. It's pretty yeah. deep, so I don't expect an overnight miracle on it, but I really did feel when we did the code tonight, I was looking at it from a different perspective and a deeper, more healed perspective, so I know that that's going into the healing of it, so I'm very grateful for that.
It's oh, how a deep wonderful.
Emotional, yeah, it's a deep emotional issue I have, and it's just something that I'm working on, so I am grateful for that. And I have a couple of actually technical questions about the codes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sometimes, are you familiar with Dr. Alex's custom guided codes? And how he does
them. I am, yes.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. I have a question. He'll, I mean, this is a very small question, but I kind of like to get it as good as I can, as precisely as he means us to get them. I want it to match what he's mm-hmm. aiming for. When he says, he'll say under the belly button in the third minute, mm-hmm. that he'll say under the belly button, and then he'll say mm-hmm. middle of the stomach. Now, he doesn't say mm-hmm. the belly button, so... Am I supposed to go on the belly button at that point or over the belly button? I mean, above it. He says middle of the stomach. So I know what under,
yeah.
obviously under the belly button is under the belly mm-hmm. button, but where is the middle of the stomach? If he doesn't say
yeah,
the
I
word
would
belly,
say
the, I would, yeah, I would have thought it was
right.
the belly button, but he doesn't say it, so that's why I'm puzzled.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty certain it should be above the belly button in that case.
Oh, above.
Yeah, so is that a guided trilogy or is that a healing
yes,
that
yeah.
you're talking
it's
about?
It's a guided trilogy. It's guided trilogy.
Trilogy.
Yeah.
Yes.
I,
yes,
I
then it would be
it
above
guided,
the belly
yeah.
button.
Oh, thanks. Is yeah. that where the solar plexus, right?
Exactly, yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. So that's why he doesn't say the words, the belly, but it's above, a yeah. little above there. Now, I'm a little familiar with the chakras, not a lot at all, but a little, enough that I've seen the chart sometimes, and I know that colors are associated with each of them. So when I'm doing the trilogy, I envision the color of each one as he says it. I don't, and I envision a chakra spinning around at that point in that color. I don't know if that helps at all. It gives me something to think about while I'm doing it.
Yeah.
But I would kind of like your take on that. Do you think it's at all useful or just silly on my part?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I think that's, it's wonderful. I mean, I know that colors, a lot of people, they just, you know, see colors naturally, and I know that some people that have abilities, for example, I know there's a few people that can see the chakras or the colors associated with them.
Gosh.
And so they will actually see them. I am not one of those people, but I know, you know, that people like that exist. And so I think when you, you know, envision those colors, I do believe that, you know, even colors have some healing, you know, properties in some way. So if it's helpful, and, you know, if it helps, if it, you know, if it feels calm and nice, there's nothing that's, you know, would say speaks that, nothing that speaks against that, I would say.
when the people who can see the colors see them, do they see them on themselves or on others?
Well, there's a lady that I'm not sure if you've heard of her. Her name is Donna Eden. Now, this has nothing to do with the healing codes. And she is a lady, she's, I think she's already in her 70s, but she's actually one of those people that can see energy, and she has developed a lot of what we nowadays call energy medicine. And she works, you know, with the body, with the chakras and so forth. Mm-hmm. And when she, you know, she works one-on-one with people, and she can see the different colors of their chakras. And she actually, in her book, there's one book that I recommend, which is a lovely book. It's called Energy Medicine. Mm-hmm. So it's very easy to find it. And she says that, you know, even there's, you know, those traditional colors associated with each chakra. And she, I think I remember her saying that it tends to be true for most people, but then sometimes she sees different colors, you know. Some people have different colors in those chakras. And then also sometimes if a chakra is very, you know, heavy or there's a lot of stuck energy maybe, it will sometimes have a darker color, for example. So when you do some work, for example, with trilogy, you know, it tends to, well, it tends to clear up, right? So I think in that sense, focusing on a color or even maybe your favorite color, you know, maybe if you have a favorite color, that could be really helpful if it, you know, evokes some joy within you or something of that sort.
Gosh. So. Well, I'm puzzled with that. How do you do that? I mean, you just envision your favorite color, or do you have to associate it with the chakra that's associated with that color, or...
No, I think it's pretty open. I mean, if I'm not sure if I wasn't part of that call, so I'm not sure exactly what Alex suggested.
It's okay. I have her website. I just got it now. I can look at her website later and see what she has to offer. I appreciate that referral. Now, another question I have about the healing codes in the trilogy. I bought a custom code. I've bought them over the years quite frequently, and I never felt I had time to do the codes to go. Anyway, that's silly because it's a waste, because you're getting all this good material, you may as well use it. So I happened to be looking at it, because I am going to print it up and start doing them so I can get the most out of the code for issues that I have. And I realized he doesn't say how long you should hold the positions, or I think it's Johanna who does the codes to go. It doesn't say how many seconds each position. So how do you know?
Yeah.
Because when you're doing the recorded ones that he does, then you just go along with his voice. But if you're doing it yourself, even if you're making a recording of yourself, which he recommends, how do you know how long to wait in between saying the next position?
Right. So standard procedure would be 30 seconds per
for
position, just like the universal healing code.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you, for example, if you're really busy, you know, you can also record yourself doing 10 or 15 or 20 second steps. That's perfectly fine as well. But, you know, standard procedure would be 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you. Okay. I just didn't realize. Thank you so much. I will do that.
Yeah.
And if
no
I,
problem.
Yeah, and as you say, if I can't do the, if I don't want to do the 30 seconds, I'm not going to make myself, but that's a rule of thumb, sort of a guideline.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much. This is good. Okay,
you're welcome.
I have a few things to work on. Okay.
All right. Do you have any more questions, Patricia?
Not for the moment, but knowing me, I'm apt to get some as the evening progresses. But let's give somebody else a chance.
Okay. All right. Wonderful, Patricia. I'm going to mute your line for now, and if you have if anything else pops up, you can raise your hand again if you'd like.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Okay, let's see if we have any more callers who would like to ask a question. For those of you who came in a little bit later, if you have a question, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. On your keypad, if you're with us via the web call, you can either press star 2 or you can press the button that says raise hand. Okay, and we do have a question that just came in from Carrie. I'm going to read your question, Carrie. She says, I have read the book, The Healing Code, but I also see so many other programs on the website, Trilogy, Memory Code, etc. And I'm wondering where to start and if I need to do all of them or pick one. And if one, what should I use? A bit confused with the options. Do I pick the most recent program? Dealing with lots of old memories and also want to do the codes for my adult children. Thanks. All right, Carrie, that's a wonderful and it's a great question. So what I usually say is go with the method that speaks to you the most, the one that you resonate with. Since you've read the Healing Code, I'm assuming that you are somewhat familiar with the technique, the Universal Healing Code. Now, Dr. Lloyd is very, he highly praises Trilogy and the Memory Code especially, which are his newest techniques. The Memory Code is the brand new one, and Trilogy, I think, has been around for about a year, a little bit longer. So these are the the most recent ones. Now, what I would say is there's advantages and, well, there's advantages depending on what you're looking for. What I personally love about the Healing Code is, you know, the meditative effect. You know, it's slow paced, it's calm, so it gives you a lot of time, or it gives you time to kind of go within, so to speak. Trilogy is more fast-paced, so you may not get the immediate calming effect. It really depends on each person. I do get it a lot too, but there's some people that have told me it's a little bit too fast for them, for example. So it really depends a little bit also on that. But I wouldn't want to, you know, say one is better than the other. I personally love the Healing Code. That's why I got certified, because that was also the one method that really, really helped me even before all the other methods that are out there right now were out there. So I got started with the Healing Code, and I am familiar with Trilogy and also with the Memory Code. But that was the one that worked for me really, really great. So I would say, like I said, just go with your gut, see what resonates with you, what speaks to you, and just try that one for a while. Now, if you stick with one for a little bit and then you feel that you're not getting your results that you would like to receive, you can choose another one. There's the free Trilogy training, which you can get started with right away. I don't have the exact address right now for the Trilogy training, but if you do a simple Google search and you put Trilogy free training, it'll pop up. So that's how you can get started with Trilogy if you'd like. But of course, you can also use them at the same time. So, for example, you could use the healing code once per day and do one trilogy per day and work with the memory engineering technique once a day, for example. So it's really for you to pick and choose and kind of build something that works for you personally, Carrie. I hope that that helps. In my opinion, the simplest to learn right away is the healing code, because it's really the four positions that you've read in the book, and it's very, very simple, very easy steps. You can start using that right away. Trilogy takes a little bit longer to learn. There's a little bit more of a learning curve. So, that's what I can say about that. You can absolutely do the healing code and also trilogy for your adult children. So if that's something that you would like to do, please do go ahead and do that. The memory code is the one thing that I think you cannot apply to others. So that would only be something that you can apply to yourself. So, I hope that helps. I hope I didn't confuse you more. The truth is, you know, there is a lot of options, but I think there's a lot of options, so you can choose which one resonates with you the most. I mean, me personally, I'm a huge fan of the healing code. So that's why, you know, I kind of always tell everybody to use the code, and it's so simple. But that's not to say that trilogy isn't amazing and the memory code isn't amazing either. So all of them are tailored towards healing your early memories, and so they're all really, really great for that. All right. So, Carrie, if you need any clarification about anything, let me know. I'm very happy to help. Okay. I'm going to wait a little bit more to see if we have any more questions at this time. Well, I think I would like to say one more thing to Carrie. I think the most important thing is not to feel overwhelmed. That can happen. I know it happens too. When I see too many things, it can overwhelm me. So that's why I say go with your gut, because usually your being will know exactly what is best for you at this time, and try to go one step after the other. So don't feel overwhelmed and that there's so many things. They're all amazing programs. Amazing techniques. Like I said, the healing code, in my opinion, is the simplest to learn off the bat and to apply right away. Once you've had some experience with that, you can kind of dive in a little bit deeper and see if Trilogy works for you and you feel like it's a great add. What's great about Trilogy, of course, is that it includes already the healing code. But like I said, what's lovely about the healing code is, you know, that slower paced actual practice when you actually apply the healing code, for example. So, please don't get overwhelmed and just take one step after the other and just get started somewhere. That's the most important thing, is to just get started, do a code, to do two codes, and take it step by step and just see how you're reacting to it, what's happening within you, if you address some of those old memories that you're dealing with. And just see what starts to happen within you. And for some of us, it doesn't take a lot, and just, you know, you can feel it melting away right away. For some, it's a little bit of a longer process. So, just take it step by step. Okay. All right, I do see another caller that raised their hand. It's a phone number ending in 5920. 5920. I'm going to open your line. Hi, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Lori calling.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm not doing too bad. Yesterday I got a custom code from Johanna because I have this note attack in my knee, and it's giving me intense. It's very painful. I can't hardly put my weight on it. And I told her the emotion was intense frustration and fear of like immobility. So anyways, I did the code right away and I gave it to my husband. He does it for me as well. But for the first few hours of doing this code, I felt extremely agitated. Is that something, like, no, if nothing else changed, just doing this code?
Yeah. Yeah, Lori, you know, that can actually happen. It's I would say it's probably a sort of healing response, which is, especially since you said it, you know, had some frustration also around it. So sometimes what happens as those, you know, underlying issues heal, they may come up stronger than before because they're kind of, you know, they're on their way out. So that's what I think is happening. It's actually a good sign. It means that, you know, there's things moving within you and shifting, and there's something happening. There's something changing within you.
Okay. So, like, there's no difference in the pain in my knee right now, but is it more of earlier emotions and those memories that are healing?
Yes. So usually, since, you know, our physical body is the densest part of us, usually we tend to see changes first in how we feel and in emotional issues and in those things that are related to that. And in most cases, I would say that our physical circumstances are the last to change. Not always, but okay. If it doesn't happen right away, if the pain doesn't go right away, don't be discouraged. Just, you know, stick to what you can see right away. So right now you have a healing response, meaning it's even a little bit stronger than before. Mm. Like I said, it's not a bad sign. Quite the contrary, it's actually a good sign that something's moving, that something's shifting within you. And if you have earlier memories attached to that, just try to also focus on those as far as the ratings are concerned, and just see if you can notice a difference in them as well. And if you do see a difference in something shifting, know that it's, you know, there is something happening within you. Some changes may not be apparent right away, especially if they go a little bit deeper. We may be unaware of the things that are happening within us, and sometimes it can take a while for us to become aware of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. One of the things Johanna always wants to know with the custom code is the earlier memory and then a rating for that. And so, like, if I remember something and I was really extremely frustrated at the time, but I'm not sure if today, if I think about that, I have that same intensity. So what am I trying to measure? What it was then or what it is today?
Well, it's basically mainly how you felt back then. And when you think of that, you can kind of imagine it as a movie.
Okay.
And if you look at that movie or that picture, how strong is that when you think of that time? Or if you try to remember how you felt, you know, back then, how strong would that be? Of course, you are looking at yourself from a present perspective, meaning your past, right? You're looking at your past from a present perspective. So, of course, it is kind of looking through a present lens. But don't worry too much about that. Just see if you can. Basically, if you have issues with the rating part of that, just ask yourself, do I feel complete peace when it comes to that memory? So, meaning you don't feel any of that frustration anymore when you think of that memory. If that's the case, then you know it's healed. It's not an issue anymore. But if you can tell that there's still some charge on it, then I would continue addressing it, right? Okay. So that's basically how you can go about it without making it too complicated.
There's a saying, it was like as if it happened yesterday. That's when the charge is still really high. So I suppose another way of measuring it would be if you can barely even recall it anymore, that memory maybe?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what you want to be on the outlook for. And like I said, I mean, it's great if we feel neutral about something, but I would even go, if you can, a step further. I mean, it's something that you can address in your prayer. Just ask that when you think of that memory that you feel perfect peace. Okay. And it really, it's a non-issue for you. And sometimes what happens, which is quite funny when you think of it. You know, we have those memories with frustration or anger or sadness, whatever they may be. And sometimes they change to the extent that we feel love when we think of them, or we feel even some sort of peace. And that's because, you know, those negative beliefs and that those negative energies and those memories change. It doesn't always happen. Sometimes we just, you know, start to feel really calm. But it can actually happen, like it's happened to me, that memories completely changed, like from negative to completely positive. So, but yeah, but the peace is the best indicator for that.
Okay. One other question is, before I got this custom code, I started doing, in the healing codes under the kindness category, there's two positions. So I started inserting that into the trilogy for various neuro issues for myself and a couple family members. Anyways, now that I got this custom code on a different physical issue, is it wise to do both in the same day kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would probably suggest that you stick with the one that bothers you more. So if you feel that your pain in the knee is a more pressing issue right now, just stick with that for a few days and then kind of put the, you know, the other issue in a back burner for a few days, and then once you feel it's better, you resume your other issue. It is possible to do two at the same time. It just tends to not be as effective because you're, you know, it's kind of like you're kind of splitting up your energy or your focus, so to speak. So you're still healing, but it probably takes longer because, you know, you're kind of, trying to heal two things at the same time. So that's usually advised.
If I was, what about continuing for the family members? Like, again, my energy or focus, is that the same idea? If I want to still do the neuro issues.
Right. So it's for a family member? Not for yourself? Or?
And just leave them.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. No, I think that would be okay. Like if you have the time and energy to do that, to focus on your own issue and also do it for a family member, no, that's perfectly fine. That would be okay. I would just, if it was for yourself, I would say to stick with one for a while and then, you know, sometime after focus on a different issue. But if you're doing it for someone else, that's a different thing. Yeah.
Okay. But I'm also doing it for me too. So should I,
Okay.
three-person thing I'm doing it for.
Right. this is just my suggestion, but you can really just follow your gut as well. So
okay.
I would probably focus on the knee right now,
okay,
first and foremost. And also you can continue doing the code that you, or the trilogy you've been doing for your family members.
Okay.
But I would kind of take myself out of the equation for that, just so you can focus more, you know, on that more pressing issue right now for yourself.
For my energy.
And then once you... That's how I would do it. Now, if you try it and you feel like you don't feel that there's any conflict doing that, go ahead and do that. It's not... There's not really a way to do it completely wrong or it won't work. That's not the case at all, but there's more effective ways to go about it.
It's more also about the emotions, right? So if both my neuro issue and my knee pain is creating extreme frustration and fear, it's the same emotion, right?
Yes.
So is the custom code going to like probably address that anyways then?
Yeah, exactly. So your physical issues, even if they're completely different, they may actually be related if you see that, you know, the underlying issues are very similar.
Okay.
So what can happen is while you work on your knee, you may even see other physical issues changing and healing at the same time. So.
Right. Okay. I think that's it for now.
Okay. All right, Lori. Thank you so much for your questions.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I'm going to close Lori's line. All right. So if anybody has any more questions, do go ahead and ask or raise your hand. can do that by pressing star 2 on your keypad. Or if you're with us via the webcast, just submit your question in the chat box that you see. All right, so I don't see any more questions at this point. So I would suggest that we move on to another round of the Universal Healing Code. Now, if you come up with any other questions after, do feel free to raise your hand again. Now, for our Universal Healing Code, you can look at the original issue that you brought to this call today and see how you feel about that when you think of it right now. And the scale from 0 to 10, how strong is that negative emotion or belief? If it's gone down to 0, you may, of course, choose another issue that you would like to address. And now ask yourself if you can identify any earlier memory related to that emotion, to that feeling that you identified regarding your issue. For example, if you're feeling sad, what's the earliest time you can remember feeling sad or a similar feeling? Don't do a lot of digging, just let it pop up, rise up, so to speak, naturally within you. If nothing pops up, that's perfectly fine as well. Just trust that your heart will know or knows exactly where it's coming from. I would always include in my prayer to also address any generational issues and memories that may be connected to that issue. And sometimes memories may even pop up while we do the healing code. And what I suggest you can do is to just say thank you when it pops up, or what I like to do is I say another little prayer and just ask for that memory to be included in that healing as well. All right, so I would like to give you another moment to say a prayer from your heart and just ask for that issue and the memories that are connected to that issue to be fully healed, and resulting beliefs, emotions that are not serving you in love and in truth. Pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to the state of your problem, your issues, even the memories that you have found, would be found, opened, and healed by filling me now with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Amen. Both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Everything that you're dealing with, that you have identified as an issue, just let it go. Don't worry about how it can be healed. Just open yourself up to the possibility of it healing, of it being healed for you. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. both hands jaws, both hands jaws. Just allow yourself to receive that wonderful healing, that love. And change from fear to love. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. And just relax as best you can, opening yourself up to this love. You never know how it can be healed. Just open yourself to that wonderful, miraculous power of love. You may even send love to all negative memories in your life. Send them love and healing. Both hands jaws, both hands jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Deep breath in. And deep breath out. Both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, both hands jaws, both hands jaws. The little save mind is wonderful. Just focus on your breathing. Just being relaxed and calm. Or neutral. If you experience any negative, that's perfectly fine. Just don't judge yourself for that. Don't try to fight it. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. And you can rest your arms. If you'd like, you can place both hands over your heart center, over the middle of your chest. Take a nice deep breath. You can receive healing, receive love for yourself. Thank you, everybody, for joining in. If you have any other questions, you can raise your hand. I do see that we have two more written questions, actually, so I'm going to read them. So Carrie wrote again, and she wrote, where do the truth statements come into play during the healing codes? Yes, Carrie. So if you would like to use some truth focus statements, you can use those while you do the hand positions, meaning while you activate the healing centers. Now, it doesn't have to be like a mantra where you repeat them over and over. It could just be that you pick one that really resonates with you, and you can repeat it, you know, either out loud or in your mind a few times, or, for example, every time you change hand positions, you can say it. The main thing about the truth focus statements is that you really feel like they're true for you. So we don't want anything in any of those statements to be causing stress within you or kind of dissonance within you. So sometimes we may know that something is true intellectually, but there's a part of us that is not there yet. It's just not fully ready to receive that healing truth. So if you come across a truth statement that doesn't make you feel 100% light or calm while you repeat it or while you say it, do feel free to change how it's formulated a little bit. So what you could say, for example, is you could rephrase it, basically. So instead of saying, for example, I'm just pulling out something out of thin air right now, God's love and light heals me, for example. Now you may really feel that is true, but maybe there's a part of you that's just not 100% ready to believe that. So in that case, for example, you could choose something like, I am willing to open myself to the truth that God's love and truth, or God's love and light heals me, for example. So it could be something that starts with, I am willing to consider, I open myself to the possibility of, I am opening myself to, and so forth. So it's a little bit of a milder way to phrase it, but it actually helps us take baby steps into coming into that truth, into fully believing it after some time. So that's what I would suggest if there's anything. I just wanted to throw that in if there's one that doesn't fully resonate with you. So we don't want to use them like affirmations. Of course, if there's a truth focused statement that, or hopefully there's many that really, really resonate with you and you feel like, yeah, those are really, really beautiful and they help me, then by all means, please use them. I'm just saying, since you're new to the healing codes, if there's something that does not 100% resonate with you, or you feel like there's a word that, you know, you don't resonate with, feel free to completely rephrase them, or even come up with your own truth-focused statements. I think that's what it says in the book, too. The best ones would be something that comes from your own heart and that really helps you feel that love, helps you feel that truth for you to be able to heal on a really, really deep level. So, yeah, that would be my suggestion to you. Now, you don't have to use them. We are really free to focus on whatever you want to during the healing codes. It's a suggestion, so there's some people that love working with truth focus statements, and other people prefer, for example, focusing on a love picture, which would be a picture of, you know, imagine yourself being loved by really wonderful people in your life, or being surrounded by them, or anything really that evokes feeling of love within you, or picturing, you know, God loving you, healing you, for example. Or, like I said, you can just relax. You can try to stay in a neutral state of mind, which is also really powerful. A lot of people underestimate that. That just staying neutral, staying open, is actually very, very healing for many of us, since a lot of times we have that negative stream of thoughts going through our minds, and or even judging ourselves. So while we do the healing codes and we just stay neutral to how we feel, not judging ourselves, that can actually be in and of itself so, so, so healing. And just like I said, just doing the healing codes hand position is what's healing already. So we can support it by focusing on something positive, something loving, something wonderful. But if that proves to be a little bit hard for you, that's also wonderful. So you can just do the healing codes and relax, and that's it. So it's not mandatory in any way. Okay. We have another question that came in from Ravi. I hope I am pronouncing that right. Ravi wrote, any advice on balancing with many options of nutrition, energy medicine, a lifestyle, etc.? It can be overwhelming. Thank you. All right. Well, Ravi, obviously, I'm not 100% sure how how I can go about giving you advice on that. I mean, my advice would be, like what you said, you know, it's about balance. So if we are trying to change our lives from 0 to 100, that tends to be very stressful, and for most of us, I don't think that's very achievable. What I would suggest as far as that is concerned, like I can't say any specifics as far as what you should eat or, you know, how you should lead your life. I think that's up to each of us individually. But if you do feel in your heart that there are certain steps that you would like to do, as far as nutrition is concerned, or energy medicine, like the healing codes, and there's something that you can do right now that doesn't feel so overwhelming, just for today, I would always suggest start with little tiny baby steps that you can already implement right now. And sometimes also, you know, because you're talking about three very specific areas of our lives, start maybe with the one that comes most natural to you. So maybe you don't have such a hard time dealing with nutrition, so maybe that's where you would like to start, or it's easier for you to, you know, keep a routine of energy medicine techniques like the healing codes, for example. So start with that and just try to introduce new little good baby steps in the right direction. I think that would be my best advice as far as, you know, achieving balance in our lives. Just doing what you can right now. And if there's something that you would like to change, see if there's a tiny little baby step that you can do right now for today, for this week. Use the healing codes to help you with that even. You know, if you feel like that's hard for you, address it as an issue to help you be more balanced and maybe even having some clarity where you would like to start or which area would be the best area to start on, you know, achieving more balance in your life. I think that's the most important thing, is to just take it step by step, because once we try to do everything at once or we try to take huge new steps, that can be very overwhelming, and then we tend to throw in the towel, or it's easier to want to throw in the towel. So just take it step by step and just do it for today, just do it for right now and see what you can do with that. I hope that has a bit of I hope there's a golden nugget in there somewhere in what I shared with you. All right, let's see if we have any other questions. Just going to refresh the page here to see. Okay, no more. No, none of the callers have raised their hands. All right, and I think that was it. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for being here. We're past a little bit. We've gone over a little bit more than an hour. So I would like to close our call today. I wish everybody a wonderful evening or day, depending on where you are, and a wonderful, blessed rest of the week. I hope that you can receive the healing that you need. First of all, spiritually, for that love to really fill you, for you to know that you are loved beyond your wildest imagination, and for that love to really fill every single part of your being, and for that to be your reality, and it is the reality. So just for you to be more and more aware of that. That's my wish for you today. Thank you for being here. God bless you, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key.